This episode is brought to you by Mubi, presenting the new film, Lurker. The razor-sharp directorial debut from The Bear and Beef writer-producer Alex Russell, the film follows 20-something Los Angeles retail clerk and loner Matthew, who encounters Oliver, a rising pop star, and takes the opportunity to edge his way into the in-crowd. But staying there isn't easy. Hailed by IndieWire as a transfixing tale of LA obsession gone awry, and by Vogue as one of the best movies of the year, Lurker is an exhilarating take on the music industry, the blurred line between friend and fan, and our universal search for validation. Lurker is now streaming exclusively on Mubi. To stream Lurker and other great films, you can try Mubi for free for 30 days at mubi.com/COS. That's mubi.com/COS for a month of great cinema for free.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the episode. Of course, you know what to do if you like what you see, what you hear. Hit that subscribe button. You're going to get new interviews just like this one every single week. You can grab a Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do leave a review and or a rating wherever you're listening from. We've had some great guests dropping by lately, including Juliana Hatfield. She's got a new record called Lightning Might Strike. Foreigner lead singer Lou Gramm, who's not just celebrating 50 years of Foreigner, but the new deluxe edition of the 4 album, and gave us a preview of his first solo album in over a decade as well. Gobo from Fraggle Rock was here to talk about the winter. I talked to a Fraggle, as well as John Tartaglia, who's the showrunner for Fraggle Rock and the voice of Gobo. Sarah Bareilles, she's an executive producer and did the title song for the documentary Come See Me in the Good Light about Andrea Gibson's final days and poetry. Gaden Matarazzo, who plays Dustin on Stranger Things. We discussed, of course, the final season of Stranger Things. Felicity Jones and Carrie Condon dropped by to talk about my favorite movie of the year called Train Dreams. Abe Sylvia, he's the showrunner for Palm Royale on Apple TV Plus. Pearson Foday, Audrey Nuna from K-pop Demon Hunters, Florence from Florence and the Machine, Penelope Ann Miller, Erica Christensen. That's who you can hear when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, talking with Darcy Carden, you know, the actor who made being a relentlessly chipper afterlife receptionist a career high point in The Good Life, and then immediately turned around and stole every scene in Barry. She is one of the greatest comedians on TV right now. Yes, you've seen her in The Good Place. You've seen her in Barry. She's in A League of Their Own. And today we get to talk about the show Loot on Apple TV Plus. Of course, we already had Michaela J. Rodriguez and Ron Funches on here just a few weeks ago to talk about this new season. But now Darcy and I get to dig in. She plays Adam Scott's extremely extra Italian girlfriend, Luciana, or Ashley Kate, depending on what part of the season you're on. And we get to talk about just how much of that bananas character and those incredible accents came from the page versus her own improv. We'll get into working with director Carrie Brownstein. Of course, you know her as one half of Slater Kinney, been on the show before. Shooting in Australia with Will Forte, how she balances all of this with her other work. Darcy's also going to dig into her very real music nerd side. Birthday shows at Largo with the Crutchfield Sisters, Snowcaps, Waxahachie, surprise moments with Lenny Kravitz, Jeff Tweedy, Courtney Barnett, A.D. Bryant, and more. And we'll also talk about who she wants to see in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because when we tape this, that had just happened. So all that and more as we talk about Loot on Apple TV. It's Kyle Meredith with Darcy Carden.
I'm such a big fan of every time that you're on the screen. I mean that. But especially seeing you in Loot and this bananas character that you get to play.
Bananas is so perfect. That's such a good way to describe this wild lady.
Yeah. So, like, this is one of those characters. Like, how much of her is on the page and how much do you get to bring into that?
When I read this script, I could see it all. The writers of Loot are so funny. Sudi Green, I think, wrote this episode. Truly, like, deep, deeply funny people. Gabe Liebman and Matt Hubbard and all those guys. So it really was all on the page, but they're also really playful and loose and you know, welcoming of ideas and improvising, you know, the right way, meaning like sticking with what they've given and not taking us into some new dimension. But it was just like pure joy. And that's one of those scripts or it's like a gift of a script. It's like getting to do this sort of dual character with this like reveal is just both of them so over the top and insane. I really felt like I kept thanking them. I just kept being like, this is the gift of a lifetime. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I kiss your feet. You know,
because you sort of do get to play two characters within this one. I mean, we have the Italian accent and we have, right. is it Delaware?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's like Delaware, Baltimore. I think it's Delaware. I think she's from Delaware.
Right.
Yes. The reason I even say Baltimore is because I had some dialect coaching from one of my best friends, Brandon Scott Jones, who's from Baltimore. And then a little bit of dialect coaching from one of the writers, Sudi Green, who I think is from Delaware. So it's like a little bit of Delco or whatever. It was not something I had previously known how to do at all.
Right. Well, so I'm guessing that accent is a bit harder to get maybe than the Italian one.
You know, yeah, yes, it totally is. The like Delco accent is so particular and not in my mouth, you know? And Italian is sort of like, it's not in my mouth. A lot of Italian is like, we've all sort of done some sort of Italian accent, but I really struggled with that one too. And not to just talk accent work, but I love doing accents. I've always loved it. And I feel like I have a good ear for it, but these two in particular, I don't have in my bones. So it really was like watching a lot of Italian videos and then talking to my two friends who are from the right spot.
It's so fun just watching her kind of go in and out of that too, because it is the, you know, the mask up and down thing. That's,
yes. She's nuts.
And I, I'll get off the accents too, but I was noticing because you're shooting an Australian one as well. Or like, I don't know if you're doing that in accent, but still just the idea of, yeah.
I shot that with Will, the wonderful, wonderful Will Forte. And neither of us, we're playing Americans, but everybody else is Australian. And we, you know, spent 4 months in Australia. So we were, you know, we were surrounded by it and trying it out and getting it wrong and getting it right. And, you know, by the end of my stay there, I was pretty good.
You could be convincing at this point?
I don't think I could do like little sentences. I don't think I could just like, and that's also part of, you know, learning a new accent on a comedy where they let you sort of improvise. Is I was like, I don't know if I can improvise in an Italian accent or a Delaware accent. You know, it's like, I've studied these words down to the letter.
Uh-huh. Well, you get other moments. I don't, like I said, I don't know what's improv and what's not, but like when we see Luciana, right?
That's Luciana, the yeah.
Yeah. The Buena Sera scene with her entrance. And not only do you say it, but then you give the little shake that goes along. Like, What a perfect entrance that
Oh,
is.
great. Thank you. Thank you. I feel like the director, Carrie Brownstein, the amazing Carrie Brownstein.
Carrie Brownstein.
I know. I know. I'm sure she's on your wall somewhere.
I was gonna bring her up. I
Yeah.
need
Yeah. But
later camera.
that was her. She really had that like in her mind exactly what she wanted. She like the light and the entrance and the slow-mo, like the way she described it and the way it turned out. I was like, oh yeah, you really knew what you wanted. So that I give all credit to the amazing Carrie.
The shake and then the kiss. The kiss. You kiss everybody. You kiss
I
everybody.
mean, I kiss everybody, and I'll tell you what, there is a couple of takes on the cutting room floor where I probably kiss Maya for 45 seconds. And I would love it to be leaked at some point because I don't know how we kept it together. Definitely at one point we like laughed in each other's mouths, but I know that one kiss was so long that we both opened our eyes and started like looking around.
It makes it weird a little bit.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's the
exactly.
difference sing into my mouth, but laugh
Yeah.
into my mouth.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Mubi, a curated streaming service dedicated to elevating great cinema from around the globe. From iconic directors to emerging auteurs, there was always something new to discover. With Mubi, each and every film is hand-selected, so you can explore the best of cinema, streaming anytime, anywhere. Like Pavements, Alex Ross Perry's rocumentary biopic hybrid about the only band that matters, Pavement. Starring members of the band, as well as Joe Keery, Jason Schwartzman, and Tim Heidecker, the wildly original picture tackles the mythology of the band, their anticipated comeback, and more in a fashion that matches their left field ethos. To stream Pavements and other great films, you can try Mubi free for 30 days at mubi.com/COS. That's MUBI.com/COS for a month of great cinema for free.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Mubi, presenting the new film, Lurker. The razor-sharp directorial debut from The Bear and Beef writer-producer Alex Russell, the film follows 20-something Los Angeles retail clerk and loner Matthew, who encounters Oliver, a rising pop star, and takes the opportunity to edge his way into the in-crowd. But staying there isn't easy. Hailed by IndieWire as a transfixing tale of LA obsession gone awry, and by Vogue as one of the best movies of the year, Lurker is an exhilarating take on the music industry, the blurred line between friend and fan, and our universal search for validation. Lurker is now streaming exclusively on Mubi. To stream Lurker and other great films, you can try Mubi for free for 30 days at mubi.com/COS. That's MUBI.com/COS for a month of great cinema for free.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Darcy Carden.
I love those moments there. And you know, I use that word bananas at the beginning too, because the further we go along with her, knowing that she throws these lines out, like when's the first time you 6'9", like before the reveal, you get to know, like, she knows that this stuff is crazy that she's saying, right?
Right. Yes, you're kind of like, there's something off, right? You're like, there's no way that she could really be, but I mean, I don't know. It's funny. I don't really know what I'm like allowed to reveal. I think I'm allowed to reveal that I'm in more episodes. If I'm not, shoot me dead right now.
We'll be doing this at the end of the season too. So yeah.
Okay, great. But you definitely see more of this woman and her wild brain. And are we allowed to say crazy anymore? Are we allowed to say crazy anymore? I mean,
Driven.
she's, yeah, yes, she's ambitious. I mean, she's just like, she's on another level, and it was just pure fun. And I feel like it, you know, influences, impacts everything that Luciano was, that Mary Kate, you know, it all sort of makes sense, you know,
Right, it does.
yeah.
You brought up Carrie, and I definitely wanted to ask because yes,
Yeah.
Slater Kinney, Carrie Brownstein, the whole thing.
Know.
She's been on the show a few times. I absolutely love them. Having her as a director, though, tell me about that experience.
It was wonderful. I've known Carrie for years, but we've never worked together. And you know, when you know someone as when you're a fan of them and then you meet them, I was always a little bit like weird around her. I mean, just a little bit like quiet. So it was so fun to get to work with her in something like this, where she was just, she's so funny and she's so like giddy about comedy. It was fun to like, she's almost like wiggling around, like she'd come up with these ideas or she'd be behind the monitor watching us or whatever, and she's just like giddy, like wiggly. And you know, she's so cool and she's this like rocker or whatever, but the truth is she's like, she's just so full of life and fun and really was so helpful. Cause again, not to talk accents, but it was intimidating. And so I feel comfortable on the set of a comedy with these people that I know and love, but I was like a little in my head because I wanted to nail the accents, and it just was another layer to add on. And she really put me at ease and did some cool director moves that I was like, oh, you're really good at this. you really know how to get a good, you know, make people feel at ease and like let them be their best.
Well, I mean, you hold your own in that world. I mean, in the rock star world too. I see a video that you posted of stopping Lenny Kravitz in his tracks, which mind-blowing, by the way.
Mind-blown on me too. I mean, yeah. that was quite a moment.
Yeah, and then you know the Crutchfield sisters, which Katie I've had on here too. Have you heard the new Snowcaps thing?
Oh yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it for a long time. They sent it to me a really long time ago. Not to brag, but
brag.
I think they sent me that in, I don't know, May or something. So my sisters and I have been listening to that for a long time. I share a birthday with the Crutchfield sisters.
Oh, really? That's fun.
So we last year and a little bit the year before, but really last year we put on a birthday show at Largo in LA, and I love singing. I'm not a rock star and I'm not in their world, but they know I love singing and that I especially love singing harmony with, you know, my dream is to be a backup singer.
True. From stardom.
Exactly. I love it. I love it. I love it. So we put on this birthday show with her amazing Waxahachie, with Katie's Waxahachie band backing us up. And we had Adie Bryant come out and sing a song. We had Caleb Huron. We had Will Forte. We had Jeff Tweedy. We had Courtney Barnett. It was incredible. We're doing it again. We haven't announced that yet. Oops. But I'll tell you. Whatever. I think we announced it on stage last year that we were doing it again. So right now we're picking our songs and putting our playlist together.
Oh, man. Largo is so the perfect place to do that too.
Yeah, it really was. It was very magical. It was really cool.
Well, I know what I have to do next year.
Yeah, yeah.
And make my way back over to your part of the country.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in Louisville.
Cool.
Just near nothing.
Well, who knows? Yeah, we decided that we'll do this birthday show every year until we die. So you got some time.
Got some time.
Yeah.
That's cool. Real quick, because I know I'm going to wrap up. It's because we're here. Who still needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Totally on the spot.
I'm also like, who's in and who's not and who's
eligible.
Eligible. That's the
yeah.
Word.
We just got the White Stripes in, so right. that whole thing. Yeah,
that was amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Strokes are coming up.
Yeah, they'll be eligible. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they were really influential with the music scene, and you know, I'm maybe the Strokes.
And that makes sense. I mean, that completely blew the doors open for that scene. Yeah. All right.
Who do you think? Who's your pick?
Who do I think? You know, I should have had the answer for that.
Before. No.
Many of my favorite bands just got in. I mean,
it does feel like all of a sudden I was like, oh, but everybody I can think of.
Like everybody's getting in there. But you do like Rage. I don't, you know, it's Rage. In there? Yeah, they're in there too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are they?
Death Cab. I can't wait for Death Cab to be in there.
Yeah. That's great. I love that.
Yeah. They're eligible now. You got to get that.
I just saw their reunion tour.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Okay, cool.
All right. Luciana, Mary Ash, Mary Kate.
Ashley Kate.
I got this.
Ashley.
Yeah. It's so good. It's so good what you do and all the other bits that you're doing out there right now. And it's so much fun to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You too. What a blast. Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by MUBI, a curated streaming service dedicated to elevating great cinema from around the globe. From iconic directors to emerging auteurs, there was always something new to discover. With MUBI, each and every film is hand-selected, so you can explore the best of cinema, streaming anytime, anywhere. like Pavements, Alex Ross Perry's rockumentary biopic hybrid about the only band that matters, Pavement. Starring members of the band, as well as Joe Keery, Jason Schwartzman, and Tim Heidecker, the wildly original picture tackles the mythology of the band, their anticipated comeback, and more in a fashion that matches their left-field ethos. To stream Pavements and other great films, you can try Mubi free for 30 days at Mubi.com/COS. That's Mubi.com/COS for a month of great cinema for free. This episode is brought to you by Mubi, presenting the new film, Lurker. The razor-sharp directorial debut from The Bear and Beef writer-producer Alex Russell, the film follows 20-something Los Angeles retail clerk and loner Matthew, who encounters Oliver, a rising pop star, and takes the opportunity to edge his way into the in crowd. But staying there isn't easy. Hailed by IndieWire as a transfixing tale of LA obsession gone awry, and by Vogue as one of the best movies of the year, Lurker is an exhilarating take on the music industry, the blurred line between friend and fan, and our universal search for validation. Lurker is now streaming exclusively on Mubi. To stream Lurker and other great films, you can try Mubi for free for 30 days at Mubi.com/COS. That's Mubi.com/COS for a month of great cinema for free.
Now, we just had, of course, Michaela J. Rodriguez and Ron Funches on here to talk about that this same season. But I want to go ahead and include that interview on here once more, since we're already talking about Loot. So if you didn't catch this one the first time, part two today to talk about Loot. Here's Kyle Meredith with Michaela J. Rodriguez and Ron Funches.
Hey,
big congrats. I've loved this season so much. You guys are amazing in it, as usual.
Thank you.
What's it like? Michaela J., maybe start with you here. What's it like? Because three seasons in, right? Like, this is the third time you get to return to a character. Like, how easy is it to find that groove, to find that? Because your character is so high strung anyway, to be in that.
I think it's the people you work with, more importantly, and I am lucky and blessed to work with not only extreme professionalists and iconic people and who really take their craft seriously, but we really care for each other. Like, we have a deep rooted care for each other, and we also know that we both have a love for our craft. So I think it's really great to wake up in the morning and know I get to like see their faces every single day and smile and be happy. Like, I love when I get to see Stephanie and we talk about musical theater. I love when I see Ron and Joel and we're talking about games, Pokemon, Marvel Rivals. We do play it. And me and Maya, we're talking about fashion. I mean, the list can go on. It's a really great place to come into. And that's why our chemistry rocks on camera, because we rooted it and solidified it throughout these years and also just throughout our work.
Does playing someone so high strung like that, does that ever rub off? Like, just to be so tense?
No, Ron can attest to that. I am a fool and a half. I'm a whole fool. I'm not going to say a half anymore. I am silly backstage, so it does not rub off. And if anything, I run away from her if I can. Just if I were in real life to get a chance to say to Sophia, I'd be like, girl, you got to smell the flowers. You really do.
Well, Ron, for you, like, when do you all first learn about this story's arcs and everything? Because seeing where everyone gets to go this season, like, do you get to have opinions in it? Do you kind of take it as it is? How does that part of the process work?
No, it's a great collaboration. It's one of the best parts about this job was that they take a lot of our real life loves or situations that happen to us and ask if we're okay with using them in the show. And like the second season, my arc about pro wrestling and starting my own league was just all based off the fact that a couple of the writers knew that I had trained to be a pro wrestler and had a couple matches. So they were like, let's put that in the show. So usually, a few months before we start shooting, they'll kind of invite us in to the writer's room and kind of present what they're thinking and then ask us for our own input about what we'd like to do. And it's just become pretty easy because I think especially with the third season, they have a great handle on the characters. So they just kind of told me what they were thinking and I didn't really have, I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it.
That's it. Does it work the same way with the lines? Because Ron, you've got, some of those lines, I could write some down for every episode, but I picked two here with, country musician Roger Clinton has a brother. which I thought was fantastic. And there's a ghost in the toilet and he wants to talk to you. Like, is that coming from the writers? Is that coming from you? Because that feels so very specific to you.
It's a mix. And I will say both of those were from the writers. It was a great collaboration with, they allow us to improvise. We're improvising all day long, but like the writing has gotten so good and so specific to us. Is one of my favorite things about the show is that they never write a joke that can be interchangeable. There's not a joke that comes out of my mouth that would sound natural coming out of Sophia's or coming out of Nicholas. They're all from a unique perspective. And so I think that allows a blend of where you don't know, was that improvised? Was that written? One of my favorite parts about being Howard is that I show up to work pretty much like Howard. She's probably the furthest from her character and I'm the closest, because like I'll show up to work in my regular clothes and they're just like, oh, are you already ready? You're on set? We dress alike. We're pretty much the same thing. So it's just a fun place to be.
Speaking of clothes, I've got to bring up the nude beach episode with Henry Winkler, because I feel like that's going to be a pretty iconic episode, not just in this show, but maybe in TV history too there. I hope there's some television magic going on in there, but what was it like shooting that episode?
I mean, I enjoyed shooting it. I think on the personal note, when we were, you know, behind the scenes, Henry was such a father figure. Like, he's such a sweet and generous person and soul. And I remember like him giving me a kiss on the forehead and I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to me. And there are also moments I'm sure that you've had with him too, that like are like, he's amazing. I mean, what about you?
I run into him at dinner on occasion now. He come up and say hi to me. It's the best thing, one of the best things in my life. So I would say just being able to see a legend like that who still is down to play and down to be silly and was just so like inviting and complimentary of all of us. Yeah. Like, he was aware of our work and, you know, he still, if I post up comedy that I put online, he's one of the first people to leave any comments about how funny I am. It's a true like pleasure to get to work with him. And I just want to say we shot that in January. So it was cold. And for not just Henry, but for all the background, all the extras that were working that day, they really put in a lot of work and they were pretty much butt naked. So it was a lot harder than it looked. They made it look like paradise and fun, but trust me, they were cold and not feeling it. So it was, I'm glad you really liked that episode because it was a lot of hard work for them.
Yeah. Well, now I got a new respect for it. So on top of that, which by the way, I quickly point out because you mentioned your comedy, because I knew you got the comedy tour and Michaela J, Two to Tango, that latest single is so great as well. So I'm hoping that there's more new music behind that as well.
There is.
Yeah, coming soon. And I'll quickly just say what you all do with the real world reflections of the show. I know we talked about the comedy a lot, but you know, from the AI and what billionaires are doing, and heck, I work in public radio, so the recension and all that. Like, seeing the way you all tell those stories is so important within this. It's just more compliments that I can give you all how this is all put together and the chemistry and the stories. So again, seriously, congratulations. And God, I hope we get to see so much more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Same. I really appreciate you saying that.
My thanks to Darcy Carden, Michaela J. Rodriguez, Ron Funches. Loot is playing now on Apple TV. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you get new interviews just like this one sent your way every single week at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new alternative and indie. There's lots of music news and trivia and bonus interviews. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Frank Sinatra, Damian Jurado, Toon Yards, Talking Heads, The Gits, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, My Morning Jacket, Valerie June, Sheryl Crow, St. Vincent, Pearl Jam, Josh Ritter, Medium Bill, The Raconteurs, Jamila Woods, Nation of Language, and my interviews with Famke Janssen, Sarah Silverman, and Johan Renk. That's what you get when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me anywhere that you happen to social media. My name, it's always just at Kyle Meredith. Please do like, follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
Thank you, thank you.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.